Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I have Robin Witten with me, and we're talking about audiobooks. And Robin, you have just recommended such disparate books this week. I mean, more so than usual.
Yes.
So I have no idea what you're going to be talking about today.
I'm coming to home turf here. We've got a mystery. We've got a thriller today.
Oh. Thank you, love. Okay,
right. Go ahead. Well, let's talk about The Night She Lied by Lucy Dawson and read by Rachel Atkins.
Oh, Rachel Atkins.
Yes.
Oh, I'm such a fan. Okay, she does the Jem Flockhart series, which is fabulous.
Oh, I don't know that.
You'll love it. It's in London, set like in the late 1840s.
Oh,
it's so good.
Well, I have to say, Rachel Atkins in this thriller is quite something. So what we've got is a very suspenseful, psychological thriller set in London contemporarily and in the country house of the family. And both of those settings, the country house and London, are sort of part of this as we follow an emergency room nurse whose name is Jude and her insufferable mother. And in the course of both of them being accused of murder, we have a roller coaster of two lives or many lives here.
Okay, wait, one question. So is it one narrator? Do we have multiple point of views? If we're hearing different stories, how does it work?
It is one narrator. So it is Jude who is narrating, but these characters can lie. That's all I can say. If they are all so unreliable, and everything that is set out as part of the story, I think, like, most of it is turned on its head, and you find out, well, that's not true. That's not really what happened. And so you think you're following a line of circumstances and events, and they're all lying. I don't know how else to explain the plot, but I have to say that Rachel Atkins is amazing at this. First of all, these are grab you by the throat mysteries. So from the get-go, you have to know what happens. And then you think you know what you're finding out what happens, and then it switches. But Rachel Atkins just holds your attention on this.
So why don't we hear a little bit of this one? Who are we going to hear from?
This is Jude. And they're in a courtroom, which I think we'll hear that right away.
Okay. This is The Night She Lied by Lucy Dawson, read by Rachel Atkins.
Everything is not going to be all right. Guilty. Mr. Foreman, says the clerk, barely audible now above the noisy panic in my head. Answer my question. Yes or no? Have you reached a verdict in respect of the defendant upon which you are all agreed? Yes. I swallow at the crescendo of shrill alarm. Guilty. On the count of murder. This is it. I start to breathe deeply and quickly in preparation for the moment of pain and shock that have finally arrived. and are going to hurt. It's going to hurt. I close my eyes and brace for the verdict to slam into me. Guilty, guilty, guilty. I can smell it. Stop! Shouts a voice, and my eyes snap open. What just happened?
I really love the quality of her voice, that slight huskiness, and the way she plays with tonality, you know, up and down. And there's, you would never, I would love to see a wave file of her voice.
Right. Her sense of pacing, which we often is, you know, a great characteristic of the British narrators.
And so necessary in a thriller.
Right, right. But, you know, do you kind of want to know what happens next in this scene?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. You must know what happens, right?
Yes. And she got in earphones for this?
She did. She did.
Okay. That is The Night She Lied by Lucy Dawson, read by Rachel Atkins. Okay, thanks, Robin. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we will.
Okay. Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an independent audiobook publisher that produces award-winning and best-selling titles, including those from Lisa Jewell, Ginevra Rose, and Annie Ernaux. For more information and to see Dreamscape's entire catalog, visit dreamscapepublishing.com. And don't forget to follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a rating on Apple. It does help people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.